Sports Bag Show coming out of Bad Mac Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Todd Nix.
At a baby Tony.
That man right there is Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He is a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, Saya. Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day.
One sleep till the draft spectacular.
One sweep until the draft spectacular.
Knicks tape in Cleveland.
Ooh.
Lakers in Memphis.
Excited to talk.
Tony!
Yeah, baby Otter.
Tony! How we doing?
How's everyone doing today?
Tony, I have a gripe to pick.
Sure. With who? Wait. With who before I let you just go on?
With Trae Young for making that shot last night. If he didn't make that
middle.
Shot.
Yeah,
your gripe is not with Trae Young, okay? It's with this guy?
No.
And it's with that guy.
I think it's specifically with me.
Yeah, I believe you did start it, but then I think Gumpy might have fouled on
me into it.
If Bruce didn't say that Trae Young was the worst basketball player of all time 2 days ago or 3 days ago, the Mitt's middle, where we picked all the favorites to win yesterday, but all the dogs to cover, plus 1,700. The only thing that didn't hit was Celtics win, and that's because
a lot of people rode with that.
It was a great idea.
I never seen so many people ride with the slip.
It was a fun ride.
Great idea.
It was such a fun. When I was putting it together, I was sitting back here and I felt so fucking confident.
Fucking fun ride.
The worst part about that is the Celtics money line added in there maybe took it from $25 to 600 to like 650. It did nothing to the fucking parlay.
That is the worst part.
Absolute waste. But it was
but it was part of the fucking night though.
Yeah, it was part of the strategy. It was the opening. The first bet you really place when you're placing that parlay is the Celtics money line.
Yeah.
I'd say that I'm sorry if I was, but I'm not. Trae Young sucks. glad he got his viral moment. Maybe try your hand at horseshoes and hand grenades.
I don't love the Sixers just sitting at home while the Celtics are battling out a fucking six-game series all of a sudden.
Getting healthy. What's going on, boys?
A phone rang. Mitt tried to say that it was my phone. I'm on Do Not Disturb.
I asked if it was his phone. I am always on Do Not Disturb. I'm trying to figure out oh, it's my fucking computer.
Always is.
Got him.
Always there.
It's always there. The diamond yesterday, let's see. I don't think it was great.
White Sox fucking stink, dude.
Dude, fuck this team.
I said this morning, Mitt, you are a Buccos fan.
At this point, like Tony, what
Giants,
the fuck?
Giants came home.
Giants
push.
Giants Brewers, came home.
Brewers done again. Cubs was the one last night.
Cubs again. Cubs are
Mariners again. Rangers again.
D-backs was a tough loss there. Under 3.5 was not the right number, or was it? Because it was 2-1 heading into the fifth inning. And the Yankees did get one in that inning to go over the 3.5 for Twins in that.
Yeah, the Yankees lost the series to the Twins for the first time since baseball was incepted.
They won today, though, right?
Yeah. The offense came back alive. I said it. This could get rocky for the Yankees here. And it started too, but the offense back today. So, hey, we're back.
You know what the problem is, Bruce? The Jays are also hot right now.
Yeah.
All right. It's all gonna even out.
Tony,
Kluber fucking dealt last night.
What'd you say, Mitt?
Tony, how are our Pirates looking?
So the Buccos, first five yesterday was great. They were up 7-2. And then the bullpen got out there and the Dodgers got into the bullpen a little bit and they won 8-7. I mean, not the best result.
Not the
worst result of all time.
Yeah, it makes
Gonsolin's taking the bump for the first time.
First start. Get that man the rosin bag and give him that ball.
Yeah.
First start of the year. What does it say? What else last night? Obviously, all the NBA team favorites win, but they did not cover, except for the Celtics. NHL, we had a good Texas hockey night.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, brother.
First shout out. First shout out of the playoffs in all the playoffs for fucking Otter, dude.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite bets because I don't even have to score watch or watch. I just have the Gumpy push notifications on. Robo.
I get in my bag during a Stars game. Dude. I love playoff hockey, man. It gets me going.
Yeah, the Caniacs couldn't get it done.
Dude. Now the NHL schedule makers are back. They fucked this up royally. We're sitting here with two games tonight. Then you got Bolts, Leafs, and Devils, Rangers during the fucking draft tomorrow. Like, come on.
That's just how it works out sometimes.
NBA, I will say the NBA kind of did it right. We got four games tonight and then what is it? Two games tomorrow?
Let me look.
I'm not even going to bet the games tomorrow.
One game tomorrow. And it's Boston at Atlanta at 8:30.
Oh, yeah. That'll be a fucking
shit. Let's jump into today. Where do we want to start, boys? I'll give you guys fucking... You're kings of the castle. Where do we want to start?
Gumpy? Dusty Diamond.
You want to start on the Dusty Diamond?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's start on the Dusty Diamond. A lot of day games today. A few night games, though.
Oh, yeah.
Got a few picks for tonight. I feel pretty good about them, too. You know? Sometimes you're confident. Sometimes you're not. Tonight I feel good, which means they'll all lose. We talked about it. Gonsolin takes the rosin bag against Ronci Contreras in PNC. I'm gonna stay away.
Yeah, I'm out.
I'm on the Dodgers. In part because of the comeback win yesterday, I get worried about there being a few cracks in the vertebrae.
There's not
of those 16-8 Buccos.
There's not. You
might say, uh-oh.
There's not.
Those great vibes in the clubhouse.
There's still great vibes.
I don't know if there are.
We'll see you tonight, okay?
Bucko fever.
Thank you.
Might be coming down a bit.
Thank you for doing it correctly, though, okay?
Wait, what the fuck? Am I getting on the bandwagon at the fucking wrong time? What's going on?
Mitt, here's an idea.
They lost they lost once, Mitt. They didn't lose seven.
They are 0-1 since fucking Mitt's claimed fucking the Bucko.
You're right, aren't you?
I claimed the Buccos to start the season.
No, yesterday was the first time.
No.
No, I'm just like not saying that I like the White Sox right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Fuck the White
Sox. Houston and Tampa is still going together. Been on the wrong side of those first two games in that series, so that's always been fun. Let's see if we can get it right tonight. I'm going to take the Astros and Hunter Brown plus a half first five.
Oh, he's back to the well.
What say you?
No, thank you.
Yeah. The Rays notched loss number four yesterday. So I was immediately thinking
Rays
bounce back. But you're right. The pitching edge is substantial. I'm with you on the
edge. Yeah, Calvin Fotcher, who's going for the Rays, hasn't. Yeah.
Those Rays are hungry.
He's a best. He's a, what do they call it?
Opener.
Yeah, yeah. Then they got a guy behind him.
Another opener.
They're going double opener.
Two openers.
Josh Fleming.
Rays anyway. Oh, you can
Fleming's
get
a bit of a dog, though.
All right. Seattle's in Philly. Logan Gilbert versus Taiwan.
What happened here?
I don't know. Wasn't Logie supposed to go yesterday?
Yeah, Marco went.
Gonzalez.
Yeah.
I'm good.
He had a back spasm on Sunday. Good on
this
one,
but this is also why when you bet baseball, there's a button that says...
Lock in pitchers.
Both pitchers have to be the starting pitchers, so do that. I'm out on this one.
I'm on Logie and the boys. Give me the Mariners first, so I have money line.
Okay.
I'm out. So he was pushed today because of a back spasm on Sunday, and I don't like that.
I was told he was playing possum.
Okay. Who told you?
Yeah, my buddy's the catcher's coach on the Mariners. I was told he was just wanted to fucking take the weekend off and relax.
Good to know.
Having a couple pale ales.
I also
pale ales.
I almost took Mackenzie Gore against Senga, but I couldn't do it because it's
I'm out. No thanks.
Cy Young 2022 Cy Young winner Sandy Alcantara goes against Bryce Elder. This is one I will get on. I'll go the Braves full game money line minus 150.
I'll take Braves first five money line. Sandy has not been Sandy.
He has not been Sandy so far.
No.
Who's who?
What?
between Elder and Sandy? Are they the Spider-Man meme fucking?
And it might be.
I don't bet totals, but that thing might be going over.
Waka Waka goes against Drew Smiley, who's been surprisingly really good this year. Give me my Cubbies first five minus 115.
Yeah, I'm riding the Cubbies again tonight for sure.
They've been good to us this year.
Hell yeah.
Nothing from the back room.
No, I agree.
Okay.
Waka Flocka Flame has been very dim.
And then, Brucey, do you want to fade Stevie Matz against Desclafani tonight?
I wasn't planning on it, to be honest.
You kidding me?
Gumpy is.
I love the Giants here. First five. I don't know why it's plus a half, first five.
Yeah.
Guy's got a fucking Desclafani. He's got a 2 ERA. Matz has got a 6.5.
You tell me.
What's going on? What's going on in the Bay Area?
You tell me.
What's going on at Augusta?
We're past that. Oh, by the way, there is a PGA event starting tomorrow. I completely forgot because of the draft. So real quick.
Here, let's do it. Bo Hostler. How about that?
Fucking Bo is playing good golf. John Rahm is plus 260.
Wow.
Jeez. I think that's the lowest I've ever seen a
golfer.
I mean, because I don't think gambling was legal when Tiger was on his run. I assume he was even or favored a lot of tournaments, which is insane.
Yeah, I bet he touched 200.
Minus?
No.
Oh, yeah, he definitely touched plus.
I think that's as low as you can go.
Dude, if you're a bookie, that run, you're taking so much fucking liability on Tiger no matter what. You have to put him at minus 110.
There,
probably won't even
offer. Dude, I remember it used to be, and I remember PTI used to always Tiger versus the field for every fucking tour.
Yeah, I do remember those days.
Tiger versus the field.
That was a segment basically all the time.
Yeah.
Bruce loves chatting some PTI.
It was great.
PTI.
I mean, I don't know if they've lost it. I haven't watched it in a long time, but it was a great show.
Phenomenal.
Yeah,
you know, you can just kind of put all their names in a hat. Maybe Maverick McNeely.
I talked to Tour Junkies today. We'll be back next week for the Elevated event.
The Byron Nelson.
They had any bombs?
Huh?
They say they have any bombs for Mexico?
If you do, if they do, you go check them out on their YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram. At Tour Junkies, Tour_Junkies. I forgot to ask.
Is this a PGA Riviera Maya?
Oh, fucking Liverpool's done it. Yes! We might sneak in top four here, boys, out of nowhere.
Are we celebrating beating Tottenham?
No, we're playing West
Saturday.
Oh, okay.
And I would celebrate beating Tottenham because it'd be huge for the top four. Aston Villa might squeak in the top four at this rate.
Love to see it for him.
Can't have it.
Okay, so yeah, PGA. John, are you taking Johnny Rahm or?
No, I would go either Maverick McNeely or Bo Hostler.
I really wish.
That was a bit in the beginning, but it's actually who I would take.
Good bit.
I like that you did a bit. I like that you did a bit. Tonight, NBA playoffs.
Here we go.
Yes.
Brucey's New York Knicks, 5.5 at the Cleveland Cavaliers. What say you?
I was saying this to Gump before we went live. It is a bit tough to be super confident when you know Cleveland has an unbelievable record at home. Mm-hmm. The last time we were in Cleveland, it seemed like all the 50-50 calls were kind of going their way. The place was rocking. Go. New York sucks. So it's a tall task. And then you couple that with Julius Randle feeling like a lock to go 3-for-18 with 6 turnovers in 25 minutes of action. but with all that said, this is a resilient bunch, a fiery group of young guards.
Let's go.
Give me Jalen Brunson's overs and the Knicks to cover the 5.5.
Okay.
Let's go.
You on the...
Yeah, I'm with you, Bruce. Give me the 5.5.
Yeah. Knicks.
Yes, give me the Knicks 5.5. Let's go.
What are we...
Tony?
What are we getting? Fuck. Is Julius Randle's point total like fucking 15.5?
I don't know. Probably. Look it up.
Look it up, dude.
What am I, your servant?
Yeah, he's the shortest he's been for 20+. But whatever. Here we go.
Okay, so you're on it.
Yep.
All right. Lakers go into the Grizz. Grizz are 4-point favorites. What do we say?
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
You think what, Lakers are a trap at plus four?
Plus four is, with how the series has gone, is quite a bit of points.
I see, with how the series has gone, I'm thinking
plus four. It's been 1-2 point spreads in when they're in this city for most of this series.
And I mean, it's just been close games. Like, I think 4 points is way too much to give a 3-1 lead. Like, I don't think the Lakers want to play around with any fucking games. I don't think LeBron wants to play.
They don't want to play with their meat.
No.
Yeah, I think LeBron wants to get back to doing that at his fucking house, and I think he wants to win tonight and then just be done with this old Dylan Brooks bullshit because he's LeBron fucking James.
What say you, Brucey Bruce?
I worry about some tired legs on the Lakers' side. The Grizzlies also shot very poorly in game four, so there should be some regression to the mean at home. My favorite angle, though, is actually a prop.
No shit.
Austin Reeves over 1.5 three-pointer.
I like that.
Yeah, I think that one's pretty good.
Okay. Gumby, you laying off that one?
Yeah, Mo.
Okay. Bucks are 12-point favorites in a series where they're down 3-1.
Yeah, this is now, a bit wild.
Lefko came on Pacho and gave incredible stats about Jimmy games after that he goes off. Their teams aren't good. Jimmy's not great. I will take, if his point total is 29.5, I'll jump on the Jimmy under 29.5. If that is, it is 29. I'll take Jimmy's under.
Yeah. I agree with the general angle. Also, if the Heat do sort of pack it in, maybe think about Bam Adebayo's under as well, because he is dealing with a hamstring and they might just shut him down if they're getting blown out.
This is when Damian Lillard's over under was like 47.5. Okay, give me the under.
Yeah. I think that I'm taking Jimmy's under, and I'm also taking Miami plus the 12. I know that probably doesn't make sense.
That's a good, if you parlay those, you're gonna get good odds on it.
Yeah, Steve. I know that doesn't really make sense, but my thinking is, yeah, they've shot really fucking well. I think Jimmy's going to get his. I don't think he's going to get fucking 30, but I think Jimmy's going to get his, and I just think they're going to keep it within a 10-point game and then also end up having a chance to win it at the end. I don't really like this Milwaukee team without Giannis at all.
Okay.
He is going.
And then the last Giannis one.
He's finally playing?
Giannis is going, went in game four.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's playing again.
I think he was bringing up the ball also. Yeah, so my favorite prop there is Giannis over 6.5 assists.
Okay, I like that too. Let me see. I just want to make sure. De'Aaron Fox is going to play, correct?
Yes, with a broken
finger.
Broken finger on his shooting hand.
That does deter me a little bit, but I'll stick with the home team in the series. I'll take Zach Tom.
Yeah, till proven otherwise, give me the Kings plus 1.5.
Yep, this has been all year for me. Golden State at home, you take them, they're on the road. Yep. You bet against them, they're on the road tonight in Sactown. Also, I don't think the De'Aaron Fox broken finger is going to have that much effect on his game. He really doesn't shoot until the fourth quarter. He drives.
Fucking slasher.
Yeah, so I just don't think that's going
to... ETC, ETC!
And then in the fourth quarter, he just turns it up. He goes into a different fucking mode. He's not going to think about his fucking finger when he's in the fourth quarter. He's the most clutch player in the league.
All this draft buzz is bullshit. ETC,
ETC, ETC, ETC.
These new school dudes.
What say you, Brucey Bruce?
It is really, really hard to trust the Warriors on the road, even if you think that Foxy is going to be dealing with that finger problem.
Yep.
My favorite angle, Tony.
Yeah.
Andrew Wiggins over 17.5.
Ooh, okay.
He's played well since his return. Yeah. 17 is the his lowest point scored in a game since coming back, and that was in like something like 25 minutes of action in his return.
Would you say the Warriors, though, as a team, how would you describe them as a road team?
Not good.
You had to put a temperature on it.
Ice, ice, baby. Do, 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 do. Ladies and gentlemen, Nicky Skates.
Thank you, Brucey. How are we?
Hey, Nicky Skates, how are you?
Fantastic. Not really. wasn't that great of a night, but we got Texas hockey.
Texas hockey.
Woo! Old reliable, old faithful.
Who rang the horn? Rang
and the fucking Oilers are flying again.
The Oilers were flying. The Kings tried to keep up with them. I didn't like that approach. I would have tried to, you know, play your game, King. Slow it down. You know, this ain't a track meet. Let's muck it up a little bit.
Who rang the horn for 20,000 screaming Canucks?
Eric Cole sounded the siren.
Oh, the Cole man.
Yeah. But the Islanders,
Hurricanes legend Eric
those
Cole.
Fucking Islanders were just too much.
Those fucking gritty Islanders just won't quit.
So tired of them. Just go away. Let everyone else finish up with the playoffs. Just go home. Get it over with. We're done. We're done with you. We're done with your run. It's the same team every year. You don't win. Just bow out and let the Canes move on and let's get to it.
Okay. Speaking of. You know, the Celtics couldn't close it out last night against the Hawks. Can the Bees close it out tonight against
these are the hardest ones to win, but there's only one play I see on this, and it's
Give me the Cats!
It's Bees puck line.
Bees 60 minute dead.
So we took three different approaches. I'm taking Bees puck line. I'm playing it for the empty netter. I think they are dead. Gumpy, you're on the 60-minute money line. Tony, you're facing the Cats.
It's a kitty cat,
yeah, Bruce. When the C's couldn't close it out.
Give us a kitty cat, Bruce.
The B's, meow. The B's won't close it out either. Fucking.
They broke both goalies. Bob's dead.
I don't care.
Lion's dead.
I don't care. Keith.
Lion!
Big night. They're sticking with Lion, right?
Lion!
The spawn of Keith Tkachuk, Matthew Tkachuk, yes. Can have a big night. He's had a great series. He's been...
Is Lion in that or not?
That's been kind of the problem. He's been the only noticeable cat on the ice.
He's in that tonight, these marks.
Lion!
Oh, Mark.
I don't know. I didn't even look. That's how I was like, it's Bees.
Lion is in that.
Lion!
Yeah, see, they're flip-flopping. They're going back to Lion. It's over.
All right. It's over.
I don't know.
It's all over.
For those of you that watch the show, I'm not actually putting money on the Cats. So I just wanted
to. Sounded like a pick.
What the fuck?
Sounded like a pick.
Meow.
Sound like a bet.
Fucking I'm on the Cats.
I mean, the Islanders did it. They were dead in the water. They came back and won a game.
I have a 0.00 dollar balance in my account right now because I've got all my money tied up in draft and baseball tonight. So I don't know what to tell you.
I hear you.
The pesky Kraken, though, are going back to Colorado.
Yeah, this one's interesting. Kraken will be without Jared McCann, their leading scorer. Yeah. It's 40 like on the year. Former Penguin. Shouldn't have let that guy go. Probably.
No, Kale something McCarr. To think about.
And on the flip side, Colorado will be without Kale McCarr, who put the hit on McCann. He's been suspended for a game. Kale McCarr, outside of Nathan McKinnon. A lot of people would argue that Kale's better. I don't know. That's not for me to say. Maybe the Avalanche's best player. He's going to be out. So it's kind of a toss-up. I will lean Avalanche, and I will take them. It's steep. 184, I believe it is now, on the money line. But what I really like in this game is the first period over.
Okay.
It's 1.5.
Okay.
And I believe it's at like 118 now.
Okay.
I think Seattle has scored at least two goals in almost in every game. Maybe one in this series. They haven't done it. But every other game, they scored two goals. So they like scoring early and often. Colorado usually gets one in there, too. A lot of high-scoring first periods in this one. I think that's the play.
You know what I like that the NHL does?
Smart play.
An eye for an eye. You hit a guy and he's out, you're probably going to
see. Yeah, I like that, too. And I read the headline, missed the notes. I thought Kraken, best player gone. Uh-oh. I didn't know that the guy got suspended.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a weird hit too.
Missed the game notes.
I missed the game notes.
Not like Kale. He's not that kind of player. It was a very late hit into the boards. It was just strange. But
should we reenact it?
We will reenact it tonight on That's Hockey Talk.
Oh, yeah, we will. Come join us 8 p.m. YouTube.com/ That's Hockey Talk. We'll be talking about all the playoff action, all the games, the referees. People are bitching about the refs. They are so sick of these refs.
Don't get me started.
It's got to be the best officiated.
Has there been any of these refs tweets from Paul?
Yeah. And it typically, Brucey, yeah, I guess comparatively, yeah, it is. But these playoffs in particular have not gone the way people have wanted them to. They've not been officiated the way people have wanted them to. And they're not happy.
The reffing has been bad, but if it's the same player taking the same penalties every game, it might be him. Might be. Might be you. Not be the refs. Might have got a 5-minute major 2 minutes into the game for a knee-to-knee. might have happened.
Yeah. And you're just allowed to skate into Shesterkin nowadays to change the rules.
Yeah, I mean, if he'd stop laying on the ice like a bitch.
Yeah, I was just curious about that
when
one.
When you're talking about your goalie, you know he's rattled.
No, but you're right, Brucey. That's another thing. There's no consistency. There's no real standard. It's just kind of anything goes out there until it doesn't, until they decide.
Yeah. And then tonight you have Leah Hextall.
Leah. Great conversation with Leah Hextall. No, we're not talking Leah Hextall. I would love to, though. Yeah. That would be an incredible combo. Just the normal lineup of Linda Cohn, AQ Shipley, and
Barry
Melrose at midnight.
Okay.
In all seriousness, I do like the Kraken plus 1.5.
Me too. I was going to try to get that one in there too.
Yeah.
Me too. Krakhouse.
If we are being serious.
Yeah, let's do some crack.
Let's be serious.
Be serious for a second. I do like the crack.
Let's warm up our spoons and do some crack.
Yeah. Good luck, my friends.
Bring your blow torches.
We're doing crack.
All right. Thank you, Nick.
I can't believe it took me that long to get to that one.
Boy, Bruce. NBA boosts LeBron and Giannis to each record a double-double.
No.
Pew, pew.
No?
I just have a weird feeling LeBron's going to get like 9 boards and 9 assists.
Well, he could get, okay.
10, yeah. I guess that would still be a problem.
I just don't think that they're going to get, I just don't think he's going to get it.
Yeah.
LeBron's only had 10 double doubles this year, something really.
Tell you what, if I had money in my account, I'd take it.
If Dylan Brooks has anything left, do something tonight, dude. Don't go out like this.
Yeah. Yeah. What did Dame say? Dude. Can't be him one day
and
having an identity crisis tweet. The next day.
I was laughing at that tweet for like 20
minutes. That's a great tweet. Well said.
I wanted to retweet it, but then I was like, that's kind of petty. But it's fucking awesome.
That would have aired.
Yeah, I would have sauced an RT onto that one.
Ja, Jimmy, and Steph to each score 25. That's not the worst boost. Plus 200 there.
No, that's pretty
plus good. 200.
They're gonna guys, it's gonna look 200? Like it's gonna look well, like
when you think about it, Jimmy's over is 29.5. Steph fucking Jaw's probably up there too.
Yeah, plus 500.
My concern is if it's looking like, you know, 2016 and they got 3 guys flying with Steph everywhere, but that's why I'm on Andrew Wiggins over 17.5.
Any footy.
Yeah, we're getting Newcastle at minus 135 on the money line at Everton tomorrow. That is a absurd price after what Newcastle did to your Spurs on the weekend.
All right.
And I like Sevilla double chance at plus money at Bilbao. Sevilla's been playing really well in Europa League and in domestic. So I like those two tomorrow.
Man United money line. I don't know what it is, but it's got to be steep, right?
And then your daily draft update.
Two. Against Spurs?
Yeah.
This feels like a game that Spurs shows up.
Yeah, and loses in the 96th.
Nah, it feels like a draw. Man U hasn't been playing well either.
Get right spot, dude. I'm not backing the Spurs.
Man U's plus 145 on the money line, Bruce.
Come on, Bruce.
Feed me.
Sad day, to be honest.
I'll be back. They'll suck me back in.
Maybe play the draw at plus 260.
All right, yeah. Maybe we just play the transfer portal and sack whoever the hell we sack the front office.
I still have never seen
sack the interim coach.
Who's coaching this team tomorrow? Is Harry playing?
Yeah, Harry Kane is coaching the squad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Player coach. It's going to work out perfectly.
Not a bad idea.
Ted Lasso season 4.
Draft update. Bryce Young back to minus 2,000 for number 1 overall.
Book it.
Tyree Wilson's the favorite number 2 at plus 185.
That's rising.
Right? Will Anderson's the favorite now at number 3, which is different.
Ooh, trade.
He was today, like this morning.
Levis is the favorite to go number 4. My thing here is, I saw it earlier, Levis is minus 1,500 to go top 5, so that's crazy.
I don't buy it. I don't buy any of it. But maybe someone's trading up.
I will tell you where I actually have the ticket, and I figured out that FanDuel will only let you make a certain amount of money on a certain fucking ticket
for draft,
because for the draft. because I have a ticket for Will Levis to go 7th overall at plus 1400. I just think that he's going to end up falling. The Raiders are in that spot where either they're going to take a quarterback or somebody will trade up and take that pick from the Falcons, who are right behind them, who also have been open about taking a quarterback or, well, bringing in quarterbacks and have looked at all the quarterbacks. So that's where I have him going, and I do really, really like that bet.
Anthony Richardson's over-under went from 4.5 to 7.5 today.
Well, they have that, or does somebody have that up, I should say?
Somebody has it up, yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody to lead.
Tomorrow we figure it all out.
Tomorrow we find out. I don't know if we figure it out.
We do find out.
Yeah.
We're not figuring out shit. Well,
we do. Yep. I've never figured anything.
Yep. Please draft Dalton Kincaid for the 24th pick in the NFL draft.
And I
why did I do that? No cash out either. Just instant.
Yep.
Oh.
It's you know when you're not getting the cash out option.
And I am I am begging.
Come back.
NFL GMs. One NFL GM to take Will Anderson first defensive player.
I mean, I have way too much fucking money on Will Anderson.
The draft, baby. I don't care if he goes two. I just need him to be the first defensive player
to take. I need him to go two.
Yeah.
I mean,
Tyree Wilson's got a bad foot.
Big old
McClain said Levis to the fucking Texans. That's got to be it.
He's never been wrong.
He's retired 5 years ago, but he's still working. It's crazy.
It was last
that
year.
That dude did not retire.
Hey, you can take the guy out of the office, but you can't take the office out of the guy.
He is the office.
I don't know if that guy was. Yeah,
he was, bro. He was pushing that whatever car he's got for sure.
For sure.
He was at the water cooler every Monday morning.
Wait, did John McClain really fucking retire?
Yeah, he got a key to the city.
Technically, but he still reports stuff.
He's got a key to the city, dude. He's walking into any office.
He just retired to like for everyone to pat him on the back, and then he just kept working.
I like that move. I used to, when I was younger, fucking deactivate Facebook for 364 days a year, and then when my birthday came around, I reactivated to see who still liked me.
That is pathetic.
Telling me.
That's pathetic.
That was like 25. Young. All right. Be back tomorrow. More patheticism. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Nah.